What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It with Central Valley Health, we have Unit Administrator Robin Isler. And Robin, welcome back to our show.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, thank you again for joining us. We always appreciate the information and giving us the latest updates regarding COVID-19 and vaccinations, and of course, anything else with Central Valley Health. But today we're going to talk more about the vaccines. And I think we kind of start here, Robin. Big news came out on Monday where the FDA has issued approval, their approval of the, I believe, Pfizer vaccine. And this is pretty big news considering there's been a lot of people who may have been waiting for FDA approval of this.
Right. So if you're one of those folks that have been waiting for FDA approval, it is up and going. Now, this approval is only for individuals 16 years of age and older. So those 12 to 15 year olds that are eligible, they're still eligible for the Pfizer vaccine, but they're still under the authorized use approval only. So just a little caveat on that, a little nuance with that. So, but yes, the FDA has approved Pfizer vaccine for 16 years of age and older, and it's still a two-dose vaccine.
Right. And, you know, we say that two-dose vaccine, but there was also some more information released regarding boosters. And I think the focus for those boosters, Robin, is the immunocompromised individuals, right?
That's correct. So we have started vaccinating at Central Valley Health those individuals that fit the criteria for immune compromised. So these would be people on medication, maybe transplant patients or cancer medications. You know, they can really they would know who they are, and they probably are in conversation with their medical provider and would recommend that booster dose. So we're also hearing for anyone that was vaccinated early on, like 8 months later now, they're saying that there is a possible booster dose that will be recommended. So for some of us that were some of the first ones to be vaccinated, that will booster dose will be coming. But we don't have the information on that yet, and we do anticipate that happening in September.
Okay, so we'll look forward to September for more information on that. Robin Isler again, Central Valley Health Unit Administrator right now on Let's Talk About It. And Robin, vaccinations have become, you know, widely approved for individuals, like you said, 16 years of age and older, especially with the Pfizer vaccine. And Central Valley Health has been teaming up to put on some different vaccination clinics, hopefully opening that up to individuals who may otherwise not have been able to get registered or get signed up. We have some drive-up ones that have been taking place here in Jamestown, right?
Yeah, we're, you know, excited to increase the possibility for opportunities for people to be vaccinated. So right now we've teamed up with the North Dakota Department of Health to provide vaccination clinics on Sundays and Mondays out at the Buffalo Mall. And you can find them there in the parking lot. They kind of move their location around depending on the weather and the wind. So you just have to look for their sign. But the time is Sundays from 1 o'clock till 6 and Mondays from 1 o'clock to 6 at the Buffalo Mall. So that's available. We were very excited about the very first time that we opened that up. You know, we had almost 20 individuals come be vaccinated at that drive-up clinic up at the Buffalo Mall. So that's great. And we're glad to be able to provide that. Then also on Wednesdays, you can go to S&R Truck Plaza, and they're open like from noon to 6 or so out at the Truck Plaza is another drive-up location where people can go and be vaccinated.
When it comes to those drive-up vaccinations, Robin, does an individual need to register like we've done before with testing and maybe other vaccination sites? Is there any steps they need to go through if they want to attend one of those drive-up vaccination events?
Yes. So people can go to the North Dakota Department of Health's website, and there's a vaccine locator tool there, and they can find those clinics and they can pre-register. You can actually like make an appointment there. But if you aren't able to do that or don't have time, you can drive up and they will register you on site and provide the vaccination. So you have a couple different options to do so. And then also Central Valley is still vaccinating here at our office, primarily on Thursdays. And those clinics are on our website and you can make an appointment for those as well.
Okay, perfect. So multiple opportunities. If you need to find the right time and date for you, you can do that. Robin, let's also talk about the block party. I know Central Valley Health has used that as a way to introduce themselves to the community and to the new students returning to the university and to the community of Jamestown. This is also going to be a great opportunity because you'll have vaccinations available there as well, it sounds like.
Yes, we will. We worked with the North Dakota Department of Health to provide a booth and a trailer, a spot where people can be vaccinated at the block party. So that'll be set up. I'm not exactly sure where the location, but it'll be a highly visible location in downtown Jamestown during the block party. So we encourage the students or families, if you're still interested, or anyone who's been waiting for the right opportunity to be vaccinated, you'll have your chance at the block party.
All right, very good. Again, the block party going on Wednesday, August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. Robin, there's always information. People are always looking for more information regarding vaccines, COVID-19, testing and everything. We always encourage them to go locally, talk locally to your providers. And of course, Central Valley Health is always open to talk to anybody who may have questions, right?
That's correct. And a couple of questions that we hear a lot, you know, they're, when you get vaccinated, we are not giving you the COVID virus. So I just want to make that part clear. Some people are not always sure about that. What we're doing is teaching your body to react to the virus. So this isn't a live virus. We're not injecting anybody with COVID, and hence you can't spread COVID when you receive a vaccine as well. So if you're concerned about those things or being around others in your family after you've had a shot for COVID, you're not able to spread the virus to them because you were vaccinated.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, there may be common questions or maybe questions like that floating out there. Robin, if people do have questions similar to that or want to get more information on these vaccines or these drive-up vaccination events, what are some ways they can reach Central Valley Health?
Sure. So our phone number is 252-8130 here in Jamestown. And you can go to our website at centralvalleyhealth.org or our Facebook page at Central Valley Health. And we have up-to-date information flowing there all the time. So we appreciate our community and their support as we continue to work on the fight against COVID. And we look forward to more opportunities to provide information to the public.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here today, Robin, and giving us more updates on that. And thanks for joining us on Let's Talk today.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.